Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Steve Flagg was put up for adoption by his birth parents shortly after he was born, and he grew up in an adopted family. And as he grew older, he naturally became curious to meet the people who were responsible for bringing him into this world. Unfortunately, though, his search for his parents had little success. He had searched for years, but had found no clues or no results. One day, though, he got a great clue. He found out the last name of his birth mother, which was Talady. So he immediately Googled that name into the computer, and he found a search result less than a mile from where he worked at Lowe's. And so the next day, as he's telling his boss about this exciting discovery, his boss says, "Do you mean Christine Talady, the lady who works here at Lowe, is our head cashier?" His ears perked up at hearing this. He thought to himself, "Is it possible the woman who has given me birth has been before me this entire time? Has she really been under my nose for the last few months?" And so he finally works up the courage to meet this lady. And as they talk, he finds out that she was indeed his birth mother. As a result, their story went viral as they told others about it. They appeared on many talk shows and were even referenced in a sermon. Steve is no different from you and me. We're all seeking something in our lives. And we look at John chapter 1 this morning, we see that this is the case as well. We see that John the Baptist is seeking something. And we see that two disciples are as well. And when we look at the beginning of our text, we see that John the Baptist really was seeking something. He was seeking to reveal the Messiah to Israel. But believe it or not, although John was sent to prepare the way for the Christ, he had no idea who he was. He only knew what he would do and what he was like. John confesses, "I myself did not know him. But for this purpose, I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel." Even though John and Jesus were cousins, he didn't know that he was the Messiah until he was baptized. And this is something we take for granted and don't always realize. We often seem to assume that John the Baptist knew all along that Jesus was that chosen Savior and Messiah. But it wasn't until he was baptized that it finally dawned on him. Imagine the anticipation that he had with every baptism that he performed. Is this the Messiah? Nope. Is this him? Nope. And you can just imagine as he is looking for this person to reveal. But John makes it clear that he would be revealed through baptism when he says, "I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." Our Lord's baptism identified him as that Savior and Son of God. John the Baptist made a great witness to this with his teachings and proclamations. John had found the one he had been seeking to proclaim, Jesus. But as we continue on, we see that two disciples were seeking something as well. We know that one of the two disciples is Andrew, but we're not sure who the other one is. It could be John, or it could be someone else. We have no idea. But our text says, the next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Upon hearing that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, these two disciples left John and began to follow Jesus. And they seemed to kind of awkwardly or shyly follow him from a distance, like how one might approach one's favorite athlete or actor or hero. You want to keep your distance, but you still want to see where the person is going so that you can meet them. Jesus senses that they're following behind them, so he turns around and asks, "What are you seeking?" And they say, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" And Jesus says, "Come and you will see." And with that, they follow him and spend the day with him. These two disciples had found what they were seeking. They were seeking that Messiah, that promised descendant of David and deliverer from long, long ago. They were seeking the Lamb of God, that Savior, who saves from sin and its condemnation. They were looking to learn his ways, which is why they called him teacher. These two disciples were looking for Jesus. It's why they left John the Baptist. But now, what are you seeking? We know what Steve Flagg was. We know what John the Baptist was seeking in these two disciples. But what are you seeking? If Jesus were to ask you that same question, how would you answer? How would you respond to that? Perhaps it might be helpful to hear how others might answer that same question. Some seek Jesus for money, success, fame, fortune, respect, or even authority. Others might seek him for help in everyday living or for a lifeline during a crisis. When my sister Caitlin was sick in the hospital, I saw a lot of people seeking Jesus for health and healing and an escape from death. But what do you seek him for? Did any of these answers resonate with you, or are you seeking him for something else? Andrew, the unnamed disciple, and John the Baptist help us with this question. They show us what to seek from Jesus and how to answer that question. In the Gospel of John, we see that those who seek Jesus for political power, for earthly gain or prosperity, or for freedom from the Romans were ultimately disappointed. Jesus didn't come to give us those things, but John shows us that those in his gospel who sought the Lord for deliverance from sin were never, ever disappointed. That's why these men followed Jesus. As the Lamb of God, he came to die and be that sacrifice for us. As the Son of God, a sacrifice could be applied to all people and be good for them. As the Savior, he rose again from the dead to give you and me new and eternal life. This is our true and real need, this deliverance from sin. Without it, we would be lost and eternally condemned. Without it, we would be God's enemies rather than his children. Without it, we would be under sin's domination and control rather than free in Christ Jesus. We need this deliverance. It's our real need. But like Steve, what we are seeking is right before us, Jesus. In him, we have the forgiveness of sins, freedom in Christ, and eternal life. With God as our Father, we receive the care and love that he gives to his children. God takes care of those who are his own, and he does what is for their ultimate good in Jesus Christ. Jesus seeks us and can be found in the Word, whereby the Holy Spirit he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies us by it. Jesus can be found and seeks us in baptism, where we are united with him in his death and in his resurrection, and where we are daily renewed and strengthened and forgiven and restored. He can be found and gathers us in his supper, where he gives us his true and precious body and blood for the forgiveness of sins and to strengthen and preserve us. This is our real need, and he gives it to us. But as we look back at our text, we see that as we seek Jesus, that it leads us to seeking others for him. For when Andrew found out the discovery of the Messiah, the first thing he did was tell his brother. John writes, "One of the two who heard Jesus speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother, Simon, and said to him, 'We have found the Messiah,' which means Christ. And he brought him to Jesus." In light of what we have received from Jesus, eternal life, the forgiveness of sins, we really cannot help but share this news with others, like Andrew did. A few years ago, I won what is commonly deemed on the internet one of the ugliest hockey jerseys ever, the Los Ice Hogs Dose jersey. And I have to admit, although it is game-worn and signed, and it's from a Minnesota player, mind you, it's still pretty horrendous. The Spanglish should have clued me off from the get-go. It's a jersey of a pig in a mariachi costume playing a trumpet with a sombrero. It's an interesting image, you have to admit. But I was excited to win this ugly jersey, and I showed it to my family at Christmas time, and not just my family, but my wife's family as well. Lucky them. But with Christ, we have everything that we need. We have something far greater from Him. We have been given eternal life and forgiveness. We really cannot help but tell others about Him. Will there be challenges in doing this? You bet. Will it always be easy? No. Is there a chance of rejection, persecution, an argument, or a strained relationship? Certainly. But do the benefits outweigh the negatives for that person who needs to hear? You bet. You bet. Who can we tell in our lives? Who can we share this joy and good news with? Who can we bring to Emmaus so that they can hear this wonderful news for them and to receive God's gifts? If you are Andrew, who is the Peter in your life? We're all seeking something in this world. For some people, it might be health, success, prosperity, or deliverance from sin. Steve was seeking his birth mother. John the Baptist and these two disciples were seeking Jesus. And so, what are you seeking? In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in and with Christ Jesus, the one who seeks us. Amen.